请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，你不只是知道我们的需要。
Lord Jesus, not only do you know our needs.
你现在也在我们中间。
You are now amongst us.
我们向着你本来就是赤路敞开。
We were naked before you.
主啊，求你安慰抚摸我们的内心。
Oh Lord, touch our innermost heart.
带着忧伤的灵，求主你安慰我们。
Those who come heavy laden with sorrow, Lord, comfort us.
求主今天早上向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us today.
主啊，我们谢谢你已经借着诗班向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us already through the choir.
把以下的时间交在主你手中。
We place the following time into your own hands.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天要跟大家思想安息真意。
Today, I'd like to think along with you the true meaning of rest or the Sabbath.
其实，它已经翻译出来。其实，希望跟大家谈安息日的真意。
Actually, what I really want to speak on is the Sabbath day.
或者说，从安息日看安息的真意。
Or from the Sabbath day, we want to learn about the true meaning of rest.
两个礼拜以前，我在一篇杂志上看到一个这样的一个故事。
Two weeks ago, I read the following story from a magazine.
给我一个非常深的一个提醒。
It gave me a deep reminder.
据说在赫鲁雪夫在就位的时候。
It was concerning the days when Khrushchev was in power.
他常常说在苏联有一些很不好的一些习惯，就是喜欢顺手牵羊的习惯。
In Russia, during those days, there were a bad custom, and that is taking things that do not belong to you.
所以他为了要停止这个歪风啊。
He wanted to stop this bad habit.
所以他在每一个工厂都加强一些守卫。
So he beefed up the security at most factories.
据说在列宁格勒有一个木工厂。
In Leningrad, there was this factory that produces
木工
wooden
factory
a wood factory.
下班的时候，有一个工人推着一个手推车回家。
When time for people to be dismissed, a worker pushed along a cart.
那个在门口呢，就碰到一个在那个工厂里面很老的一个老守卫。
And he met a old guard at the gate.
他就看见那个车上有一个小布袋，他就觉得很可疑。
The guard saw this little bag in the cart and felt that it looked suspicious.
他就问这个工人，他说，哎。那个布袋里面是什么东西
？So he asked the worker, "What's inside that bag?"
那个工人说没什么，不过是那个木头爆下来一些木屑而已。
The person said, "Oh, it's nothing. It's all those scrapings from the work."
这个守卫很生气
，and the guard became very angry.
他说少跟我来这一套，我不是三岁小孩，赶快把它打开来给我看看。
He said, "I don't believe you. Open this up for me to inspect."
后来打开来一看，果然是一些木屑。
When he opened it, it was indeed scrapings.
后来就放他出去了。
And so the guard let him go.
一连六天都是这样。
For 6 days, it was like this.
每天在那手推车上都有一个小小的一个布袋。
Every time he left, he had this little bag in his cart.
都有一个小小的布袋里面装了一些小木屑。
And it contained little scrapings.
六天都过去了。
For 6 days.
这个守卫非常非常的好奇
，and so the guard became curious.
后来他等他出去以后，就到外面去兜了他，然后就跟他讲话。
And so when he left the factory, the guard ran after him and talked to him.
这个守卫就跟那个工人讲
，and the guard spoke to the worker.
他说我们是老交情。
He said we've been friends for a long time.
你老实告诉我，你每天偷什么东西出去？
Tell me honestly, what are you stealing from the factory?
他说我担保我一定不去告密。
I promise you, I would not tell on you.
请你告诉我这六天，我每一次就觉得有点怀疑，但是总是找不出你到底偷了什么东西。
Just tell me honestly, for these past 6 days, I've been very suspicious, but I couldn't find what you're stealing.
那个工人最后终于坦白地告诉他。
The worker finally told him.
说我天天偷一个手推车出去。
Every day I've been stealing a cart from the factory.
每一次我想到这两个礼拜，每一次想到这个笑话或者故事。
For the past 2 weeks, whenever I thought about this story,
给我一个很深很深的一个提醒。
I was reminded.
我们很多时候注意的事情常常是我们不注意的，我们不注意的常常是应该我们要注意。
Perhaps we pay attention to things that we shouldn't and vice versa.
人生是如此，今天在教会里面也是一样。
Perhaps this is the same way with us in the church.
我觉得这个带着讽刺性的笑话代表今天教会里面的光景。
Perhaps this is a true picture of what it's like in the church today.
许许多多我们经常接触的事情被撒旦魔鬼外这个扭曲破坏，我们都没有感觉。
Sometimes the things that we touch have been transformed by the devil and we still do not know.
今天早上我在这里跟大家分享的这一个题目。
The topic I would like to share with you today.
在我准备的时候，我深深地感觉到主向我说话。
I felt that God was speaking to me personally when I was preparing the message.
因为我不觉得今天这篇信息是我讲出来给弟兄姊妹听的。
I do not feel that this is a message that I am speaking to you.
就是到底我们要思想一下，我们每一个礼拜天主日来到主的面前崇拜，到底那个意义是什么？
We want to think about what is the true meaning for us coming every Sunday to worship God.
有人非常非常佩服这一班基督徒。
Some have expressed admiration for Christians.
每一个礼拜天风雨无阻，一定到教会来聚会。
Every Sunday, weather not doesn't matter what the weather is like, you always come.
但是在这个礼拜我在准备这个信息的时候
，But this morning when I was preparing the message,
我扪心自问，我也问我自己
，I asked myself,
我也是每一个礼拜来这里聚会。
I've been coming every Sunday.
到底我来这里聚会？我得着什么？我来这个聚会，我有什么样的收获
？But what have I received from the assembly？
好不好？请各位翻回到刚才萧弟兄带我们所读的《出埃及记》31章。
Let us turn back to the book of Exodus, chapter 31.
在这里，我们看见明显的，我们的神非常看重他的百姓要守安息日。
Very clearly, we see here that it is the Lord's will that we keep the Sabbath.
主在这里透过摩西说：“你们务要守我的安息日。”
Here the Lord said to Moses, "You must observe my Sabbath."
很明显的是个命令式。
This is a command.
没有任何的妥协，没有任何的这个让步的地方。
There is no compromise.
但是到最后17节的时候，他说：“六日内，耶和华造天地，第七日便安息舒畅。”我们看见他自己也以身作则的给我们看见那个安息日的重要。
And in verse 17, we see that the Lord himself abstained from work on the seventh day as an example for us.
为什么要守安息日呢？
Why should we observe the Sabbath?
在刚才我们所读的经文里面两次提到，这是世世代代永远的证据。
Twice it was mentioned here that it will be a sign between you and me for generations to come.
我们中文叫证据，刚才翻译是用 sign, 记号这个字。
The Chinese perhaps spoke of an evidence.
换句话说，耶和华神要这些百姓守安息日，这是一个记号。
Perhaps we could say that this is an outward appearance between the Israelites and God.
那这个记号跟什么有关系？
And what does this sign point to?
在中文圣经里面，那个圣洁的圣字连续出现四次。
In the Chinese, version, the word holy appeared 4 times.
什么意思呢？就是说你守安息日的时候，你可以有一个圣的一个记号。
In other words, the word holy is related to the Sabbath, and so when we observe the Sabbath, we have to observe the holy part.
圣洁这个词在圣经里面有它特别的意思。
The word holiness has a special place in the Bible.
除了在消极上让我们离开罪恶成为圣洁之外，
It points to how we should be separated from sin.
也提到分别的意思。
It points to a distinction.
所以换句话说，以色列人当年守安息日有一个分别为圣的一个记号。
In other words, when they observe the Sabbath, it is a sign that they are different.
上帝和以色列人神的选民之间在定这个安息日之前
Before the establishment of the covenant,
他们之间还有另外一个记号。
They had another sign.
那记号是什么呢？
What is that sign?
就是所有的犹太人，特别是所有的犹太人的男丁，他们要接受隔离，隔离成为一个记号。
And that is the sign of circumcision.
什么意思呢？
What was that meaning?
因着这个隔离，让这些犹太人跟其他的种族不一样。
It is a distinction to distinguish the Israelites from the other people.
那么现在除了隔离以外，神定了这个安息日的这样的一个记号，让这些以色列人有别于他们四周的众人。
But here God established another sign for the Israelites to distinguish them from the other people.
所以换句话说，当我们来到神的面前来敬拜他。
In other words, when we come before God to worship Him,
这是个见证。
This is a testimony.
让人在我们身上看见我们与人不同的地方。
So that others can see that we are different.
我常常鼓励我的孩子。
I often encourage my sons.
我说主日来聚会的时候，稍微穿着正式一点。
I said when you come to the church on Sunday, try to dress up a little bit.
做礼拜的时候，稍微把你正式的衣服穿来。
Wear a little formal clothes.
一方面表示恭敬和虔诚。
To show your respect.
一方面也代表见证和记号。
It also is a sign of testimony.
让人家一看见这一批人礼拜天往礼拜堂走，是一些有别于众人的人。
So that when others see us going to the church, they know that we are different.
在这段圣经，起码我们看见表面有这些含义在。
And from this passage, we see superficially that's what it means.
但是今天早上，我愿意从另外一个角度来思想这一段经文。
But I'd like to think about this passage from a different point of view.
从工作与安息两个彼此的关系来看这一段的圣经。
And that is, we want to look at this passage from the relationship between work and rest.
我们首先看工作与安息在这段圣经里面给我们一些什么样的提醒。
First, let us see what does this passage have to say concerning work and rest.
在这段圣经里面非常明显的看见工作与安息有一个很明显的分界。
First, we see there's a very clear-cut separation between work and rest.
神在这里说，请注意，他说你在安息的时候就不可以工作。
Here, God is saying when you are resting, you should not work.
你在安息日工作，你就干犯了安息日。
If you work on the Sabbath day, then you have desecrated.
你就亵渎了这个圣日。
You have gone against the meaning of the Sabbath.
后果不堪，因为这些干犯这个安息日的人，他们要在百姓当中把他们除掉。
And those who have desecrated the Sabbath must be put to death.
我想很多人读到这里都有一个问题：为什么我们的神那么残忍？为什么我们的神那样的小气？
I'm sure that when you read this, you will respond like me: Why is God so cruel and demanding?
但是我们要记得，当主在说这一段话的时候。
But let us remember when God is saying this.
他特别提醒说，这是你我之间世世代代的证据。
God is reminding them that this is a sign between me and you for generations to come.
如果你安息日做工，做那其他六日所做的工作的话。
If you do the same kind of work that you've been doing for the 6 days,
你那个与众分别的那个见证就失去了。
You perform it on the Sabbath, then you have really negated the whole meaning.
当我在准备的时候，我看到你我之间特别有很深的一个感触。
When I read this part about me and you, I had this deep moving.
因为这个你我之间是一个永远的一个 covenant, 一个约。
Because it points to this long-lasting covenant.
昨天我们在这里有一对年轻的弟兄姊妹，行婚礼。
Yesterday there was a wedding ceremony here.
我这个礼拜在准备他们婚礼的信息的时候
，and as I was preparing the words of exhortation,
我突然想到一件事情。
I suddenly thought of something.
为什么我们常常说婚姻是一个神圣的一个约
？Why do we say that matrimony is a holy matrimony？
我们每一次提到这是个神圣的婚约的时候，因为那是指着这两个人彼此相熟，他们从众女子当中分别这一个新娘，然后他们就结合在一起。
Because this is a covenant that this person have chosen her from among a lot.
那个婚约是不可以被破坏。
And nobody should destroy that.
基督教是非常重视看重这个上帝所设立的这个婚约。
So Christians pay a lot of emphasis on this holiness.
如果我们看旧约，我们知道上帝与他的百姓之间也有这样一个很亲密的关系。
And so I'm reminded of how God had this similar covenant with his people.
他要求我们在安息日的时候向他特别表明这样一个约的见证在当时的世代能够活出来。
He has asked us to live out this testimony in those ages.
所以在这里他就很强烈的让我们看见要用那一天分别出一个我们特有与他的那个亲密的关系。
So they want us to separate that day out to show that we have an intimate relation with God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们礼拜天来亲近神，
If on Sunday we draw close to God,
我们来做礼拜，
When we come to worship,
我们如果没有真正体会到经历到与神面对面的那个 亲密的关系的话，
If we have not experienced that close relationship, that face-to-face relation with God,
我们可以说在这样一天所分别出来的这件时间，我们可以说是一个很大的浪费。
Then we can say we have wasted our time.
他为什么要我们放下这些工作？
Why did he ask us to put down our work?
让我们能够专一的能够向着他。
So that we can be face with him only.
第二个问题我们在这里要思想。
The second question.
我相信很多人一定会想旧约的安息日跟新约的主日到底有什么不同？
Is there any difference between the Sabbath in the Old Testament and Sunday?
我想我们都知道旧约的安息日是一个礼拜七天最后的一天。
In the Old Testament, the Sabbath is the last day of the seven-day week.
我们礼拜天来敬拜神是一个礼拜七天里面我们第一天来到主的面前来敬拜他。
But today we worship God on Sunday, which is the first day of the week.
从一个礼拜作为单位来看，
If you look at the week as a unit,
一个在头，一个在尾，代表两个截然不同的精神。
One beginning at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week gives us very different sense.
让我很简单的解释一下。
Maybe I should explain a little.
我们旧约是守安息日的。
In the Old Testament, we observe the Sabbath.
在使徒行传，当我们进入新约的时候，特别他们纪念耶稣基督从死里复活，所以把那个守的日子从最后一天改到七日的第一日。
But when we enter into the new covenant in the book of Acts, we see that they've changed the day to a new day.
我们旧约概称为这个律法时代。
And then we say the Old Testament is an age of law.
我们的新约概称为恩典时代。
But in the New Testament, it is an age of grace.
这两个时代的精神，从这个守日子，我们看见它有很大的不同。
And just from seeing which day it was to observe worship,We see the difference.
律法时代的精神是这样。
In the age of law,
前面六天你尽心尽力尽本分地做你该做的事。
For the first six days, you should commit yourself to doing what you should do.
到了最后一天，你来到上帝的面前，得到安息。
But on the last day, you come before God and you rest.
那个安息变成有条件性的，因为那个安息是成为一种报赏。
It became a condition.It is a reward.
在恩典时代不一样。
But in the age of grace,
我们先到神的面前安息。
We first come to God and receive our rest.
然后投入一个礼拜的工作。
Then we throw ourselves into the week's work.
当我们这样看的时候，
When we look at it this way,
我们就发现安息本身不是无所事事。
We see that there is a deep meaning in the sense of rest.
请大家注意第十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
在后面他说，因为六日之内耶和华造天地万物。
In the latter part it says, the Lord created the heaven and the earth in the six days.
第七日我们的神便安息，下面加了两个字叫舒畅。
On the seventh day he abstained from work and rested. In the Chinese version it added two more words, and be refreshed.
有一本英文翻译的圣经在这一句话把它翻成说 He refreshed himself. 他使自己能够 refresh.
In another version, it mentioned how God refreshed himself on the seventh day.
后来我就去查字典。
I went to the dictionary.
到底 refresh, 我们的中文字典是怎么样把它翻译成中文？
How did the Chinese version interpret this word as refresh?
我找到一本很普通的这个英汉字典。
I found a very, used a very simple English-Chinese dictionary.
它上面有好几个 refresh 的中文的翻译。
Has different translations for the word refresh.
一个是再使生气蓬勃的意思。
There's one that says to give you a new life.
或者恢复精力。
Or getting new strength.
或者说使精神能够振作起来。
Or get a shot in your spirits.
后来我注意到那个字典里面还有一个翻译很有意思，一个解释。
But then I find another translation.
充电。
Recharge.
Refresh 很简单，有充电的意思。
In other words, the word refresh can also mean recharge.
所以换句话，从这一个字的本身。
So from this word itself.
安息本身不是一个目的。
The rest itself is not an end.
安息带给我们新的一条路，或者新的一些工作的在放在我们前面。
The rest gives us strength to begin a new work.
充电为的是能够接下去，能够继续的在工作下去。
We want to be recharged so we can continue with our work.
所以我们今天来到上帝的面前。
So today, as we come before God,
我们安息也要有舒畅。
Yes, we want to rest, but we also want to be refreshed.
我们来到上帝的面前，重新得力。
We want to receive strength anew from God.
以赛亚书四十章里面有一句话告诉我们。
In Isaiah, we see this passage.
他说：“那等候耶和华的必重新得力。”
Those that wait on the Lord will gain their strength.
接下来以赛亚说，以赛亚告诉我们说，他们要如老鹰一样展翅上腾。
And then it mentioned how they will fly like the eagles.
然后说奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
So that you will not be tired.
我们等候耶和华，主要是让我们继续能够奔跑，能够行走前面的道路。
And so we wait upon the Lord so that we can continue with our path.
当我们想到第三点的时候。
And then I thought of the third point.
当我们提到工作与安息截然有明显的分界的时候，
When we say there's a distinguishing point between work and rest,
我仔细看这一段的圣经。
I looked into this passage in a little more detail.
仔细思想圣经里面关于整个安息所给我们带来的一些提醒的时候。
And then I thought about the revelation on rest from the whole Bible.
安息是不是什么事情都不做了？
Rest does not mean we do not do anything.
如果安息是什么事情都不做的话，
If resting means not doing anything,
到了礼拜天，
Then on Sunday,
弟兄姊妹来做礼拜，
As we come to church,
有大多数的人安息，
Then the majority may be resting.
我们这些少数的人就要做工，
But a minority of us are working.
我们的做工使你们能够安息，
It is our work that gives youThe rest.
所以很多时候我就许多的牧师礼拜天讲完到了以后，
So I think about how so many preachers on Sunday after the sermon
到下午到晚上的时候疲倦得不得了。
And at night they became so tired.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为早上他做工了一个上午。
Because they have worked all day.
他不只是在国语崇拜讲，在英语崇拜也要讲。
Preached in the English worship and then the Chinese worship.
他不只是在 Lower 讲完，还要赶到母堂来讲。
Preached in Lowell and preached in Woburn.
那么难道大家可以安息，神的仆人就不能安息吗？
Then if we say everybody is resting, then why is it that the servant of God do not get to rest?
但是圣经说你们要守安息日。
But the Bible teaches clearly that you have to observe the Sabbath.
那么那个安息呢，是指说每一个神的儿女说的。
And this points to all the children of God.
如果牧师要礼拜天太忙，礼拜一要用一个安息日，新的安息日来弥补大家的安息日，那就不叫真正圣经里面说大家一起守的那个安息日。
Then I feel that when we say, well, the pastor can take Monday off, then I feel that this kind of concept of rest is not the biblical sense.
我发现到一件事情。
And I discovered one thing.
很多时候我们把圣经里面许多的事情容易把它两极化。
That so often it's easy for us to polarize the biblical viewpoint.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
常常听见弟兄姊妹说。
So often I hear brothers and sisters say,
哎，我做了很久马大，我要开始做玛利亚。
Oh, I've been Martha for so long, I want to be like Mary.
哦，我们非常谢谢诗班过去的几个月的献诗。
We thank the choir for giving us the musical offering.
他们做了几个月的马大，从下个月开始他们就要做玛利亚了。
They have been Martha's for so many months, now they can be like Mary.
因为他们要休息一段时间。
Because now they can rest.
是不是我们常常就这样的把马大和玛利亚把它两极化？
Isn't it so that so often it's easy for us to polarize ourselves into Martha and Mary?
这个礼拜当我深入思想这个安息的意思的时候
But when I dwell into the meaning of the Sabbath,
弟兄姊妹原谅我，我第一个想到真的是我自己。
The first person I thought about is myself.
我越准备，我越觉得我是一个礼拜天不能安息的人。
When I prepared this message, I found that I am not a person who's been resting on the Sabbath.
问题在哪里？
And what is the problem?
问题是在于我们今天实在可以外面做马大而里面做玛利亚。
The secret is that outwardly we may be like Martha, but inwardly we are like Mary.
如果我们能够学习在侍奉的里面有安息的话，这是一个侍奉主的人一个很大的突破。
It will be a great breakthrough for most of us if we can rest in our service.
这个礼拜我一直在思想这个题目。
And I've been meditating on this topic.
说我准备讲道，不如说我重新检讨整理我自己侍奉的态度。
When I say I'm preparing for this message, perhaps it's more apt to describe what happened this week as a re-examination on my own service.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹，很多神的仆人说，我觉得非常的疲倦，我非常的累。
Sometimes I hear brothers and sisters or even preachers say, I'm very tired.
让我们在神的面前从这一段圣经再一次思想到我们怎么样能够在侍奉甚至在工作的里面寻找到安息。
Let us learn from this passage how we can obtain our rest even as we work.
我们的神第七日他就安息他就舒畅。
Our Lord rested on the sixth day and refreshed himself.
以后怎么样圣经没有说。
The Bible did not continue on with what happened afterwards.
一直到约翰福音第五章
until John chapter 5.
当耶稣基督在地上，在安息日医治了一个三十八年的病人的时候
when Jesus healed a person who has been paralyzed for 38 years on the Sabbath.
跟当时的这些宗教领袖对安息日的看法有冲突的时候
and he got into an argument with the religious leaders on the meaning of the Sabbath.
因为当时的宗教领袖认为安息日应该什么事情都不做。
Because during those days, the religious leaders felt that you shouldn't do anything on Sunday.
耶稣竟然在安息日让一个病人得医治。
And yet Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath.
对犹太人来讲，这是个大逆不道的事情。
So they felt that he has desecrated the Sabbath.
我们就看见开始耶稣跟宗教的领袖有一段的对话，或者是有一段的争论。
And then we see Jesus arguing with those people.
在那段圣经里面，耶稣特别说了一句话，他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
There Jesus said, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working."
这里不是说神安息了吗
？And then we felt.Well, didn't this say God rested?
但是耶稣说，我父一直做事到今天。
Yet Jesus said, "My Father is always at His work."
所以我们就看见做工和安息之间有一个很明显的关系。
So we see this relationship between rest and work.
这一个礼拜，我个人很注意这个世界四个很大的新闻。
I've been paying much attention to four big news items.
第一个是伊朗的大地震。
The earthquake in Iran.
每一次看到世界上有这些悲剧的事情
Whenever I see tragedies like this,
我常常想，我们基督徒应该做什么
I often think to myself, what should we as Christians do in response?
据我们的了解，大概有30,000人以上在这一次的地震而丧了生命
According to the news release, over 30,000 people have perished.
第二个新闻
The second.
我看到在加州在 San Francisco 有他们第六届的艾滋病的这些病人和医生的大会
There's a world convention on AIDS in San Francisco
我非常注意这一件事情的发展
I was paying much attention to how this was developing
我也常常问我自己到底我们这些信主的人对这些事情我们应该有什么立场应该有什么态度
And I often ask myself as Christians how should we respond to this
弟兄姊妹我要很坦白地说
Frankly, I admit to you.
有的时候想这些事情想得很沮丧。
Sometimes I get very depressed when I think about these things.
因为我想到一个地步，我实在不知道我能够做什么，我该做什么。
Because I do not know what I could do or what I should do.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们一同朝这个方面来思想。
But let us continue in this direction.
我个人在神的面前，我有一个心愿，我希望真是能够让一步一步有神的带领，让我们的侍奉真的能够合乎神的心意。
Personally, it is my wish that we will be guided by God so that our service will indeed please Him.
我们太多注意那一小袋的木屑，我们忘记了那个手推车。
Perhaps we pay so much attention to that little bag of scrapings that we forgot the cart.
我们真的看见很多基督徒礼拜天来到神的面前，我们真是一种现实的逃避而已。
Perhaps for many Christians, coming to church on Sunday is just a means of escape.
这些刚才我提到的事情，我们盼望以后在讲台上，在团契分组上面，我们都有机会讨论到这些事情。
It is my wish that we can develop this kind of worldview in the future in different forums.
第三件事情，我个人很注意的，就是在意大利的三年一度的世界杯足球大赛。
The third news item that I pay a lot of attention to is the world soccer, competition in Italy.
那第四件事情，我相信大家都知道。就是 the Nelson Mandela 到美国来访问的这件事情。
And the fourth news item is concerning Nelson Mandela's visit to the United States.
这些年来，有一些弟兄姊妹，特别是年轻人，来问我。
In these past years, some have approached me, especially young people.
有一次，我记得我两个儿子很少，他们两个人同时为一件事情，站在一条阵线上来问我。
I remember on a very rare occasion.Both of my sons united and asked me on one topic.
他们问我南非，他说：“爸爸，你对南非种族这个歧视，或者是apartheid 也好，或者叫做 apartheid。”我昨天听那个 Mandela 有一个特别的念法。Anyway, 就是你对这个看法怎么样
？They asked me, Father, what do you think about South Africa's apartheid?
我花了一些时间去收集一些资料。
I had to spend some time to collect some information.
当我发现在南非州有一些基督徒的神学家
And then I discovered in South Africa they are actually theologians.
他们根据圣经强调白种人的优越，我心里面非常非常的难过。
They could actually justify the superiority of the white race.
这一个，他们能够 justify他们在那个国家里面对种族歧视的这样的一个做法。
They use the Bible to justify their practice.
我承认我对这方面的研究不是还很深入。
Perhaps I haven't delved into this too deeply.
但是这几天在看电视的时候
，But as I watched the television in these past few days,
Mandela 给我两个很深刻的印象。
Mandela gave me two deep impressions.
第一个，我发现一个71岁的人还可以做大事。
First, I discovered that a person who's 71 years old can still do great things.
所以对我来讲是一个很大的鼓励和安慰。
So to me, this is a great encouragement.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
我非常注意他在电视里面的一些态度。
I pay special attention on how he appears on television.
我发现他是一个很懂得怎么样以静制动的一个人，用安静。来对付动的一个人。
I felt that he has mastered how he can use rest to respond to action.
或者他是一个很懂得用静和动的交替运用的艺术的一个人。
Perhaps he has mastered the art of silence, resting versus movement and action.
弟兄姊妹，我到底在这里讲什么
？What am I trying to say?
当我们在侍奉、在动的时候。
As we are serving God when we are moving,
我们不能够忽略里面那个静的力量。
We cannot overlook the power that comes from being silent.
我们每一次来到主的面前
，Every time when we come before God,
不管是打开圣经灵修也好
，or whether it's opening the Bible for spiritual devotion,
不管我们像现在坐在这里做礼拜也好
，or whether we are here worshiping God.
我们是不是能够从静的里面得着我们待会儿离开这里动的那样一个力量
？Can we obtain power from these moments of rest so that we can move later？
主耶稣说：“我父做事直到如今。”
Our Lord Jesus says, "My Father has been working to this day."
盼望我们在主的面前，因着对安息的认识，让我们有新的一个侍奉的一个态度。
Let us develop this new sense of service from this passage.
Gordon MacDonald, 以前 Grace Chapel 的牧师说过一句话。
Gordon MacDonald, who used to be the pastor of Grace Chapel, has once said,
他说, "We are a tired generation." 我们是一个非常疲倦的一代。
He mentioned how we are a tired generation.
我们每一个人心里面的弦好像都绷得很紧。
Seemingly, we have been stretched to the limit.
这个礼拜我没有机会看2020 ABC 台的那个节目。
This week, I did not have the opportunity to watch 2020.
不过我看了一点那个这个礼拜2020的这个预告或者那个宣传。
But I saw some previews during other times.
我不知道有多少人看到，不过这个礼拜提到就提到日本人。
They spoke about Japan.
不可否认的，这些年来我们看见日本经济的发达。
Yes, we see how economically the Japanese have prospered.
50年前，他们想要用军事来统治全世界。
50 years ago, they wanted to conquer the world through military means.
现在他们用经济来统治全世界。
Perhaps we can say they have conquered the world economically.
但是我在电视里面看见宣传这一个礼拜的2020的节目，短短的一个宣传的时候。
But when I saw those little clippings about 2020,
我心里面得到一些提醒。
I suddenly got this reminder.
因为他在那里提到说，日本人这样没日没夜的在苦干。总有一天，这个弦绷到一个地步，要绷断。
It mentioned how they have been stretched to this limit that one day they will break.
上个礼拜，刘青青弟兄在这里。
Last week, Brother Ching Lau was here.
他告诉我，他决定回到哈佛大学去念医科。
He shared with me how he decided to go back to Harvard Medical School.
我说我最近看到一个资料。
And I shared with him how I read this statistic.
每一个要读医科的人。
Those who want to go to medical school
都曾经有一段相当长的时间，每一个礼拜120个钟头在那边读书、读书、读书。
Prepare for themselves every week and spend on the average 120 hours studying.
我说青青，我要为你祷告。
And I said, Brother Ching, I have to pray for you.
他告诉我一件事。
And then he shared with me.
他说现在医学院也在重新检讨这件事情。
Even the medical schools today are re-evaluating their policies.
在一个人忙碌到绷得那么紧的一个时代里面，
when these people are so stressed,
长远的这样下去，是不是智慧？
In the long run, this is not a wise course.
当他一讲到智慧的时候，
and when we talk about wisdom,
我就想到上帝的智慧。
I thought about the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我这样分享的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as I share thus,
我希望弟兄姊妹重新对礼拜天来到神的面前敬拜神有一个新的一个看法。
I would like you to reevaluate your attitude towards coming to church on Sunday.
暑假是一个休假的时候。
We often say summer is a time for vacation.
我们到处安排度假的活动。
We are all planning our holidays and vacations.
我也盼望我们在主的面前能够有一个正确的，从圣经里面来看一个度假的一个态度。
We want to develop a biblical sense of rest and vacation.
下个礼拜其实是这个礼拜五开始，我们教会有一年一度的夏令会。
Starting this coming Friday, we will start our annual family retreat.
我们盼望教会能够有那么一次的机会。一起在主的面前能够享受安息，也能够在安息里面真正有一些学习。
It is an opportunity for the entire church to go away and rest and learn together.
让我们学习真的怎么样在安息的里面能够重新得力。
Let us learn to refresh ourselves through rest.
昨天晚上我在安静祷告思想的时候，
When I was praying before God yesterday,
我求主给我一个新的主日侍奉神的心态。
I ask God to give me a new heart for serving Him on Sundays.
让我在礼拜天，虽然外面看起来好像比较忙、比较多的工作。
So that outwardly speaking, although I seem to be engaged in more activities on Sunday,
让我们一同学习，我们还是来到神的面前，可以享受那一份主内的安息。
Yet inwardly, we can all enjoy the rest that we can obtain from God.
好吧，我们一起翻开诗歌。
Let's turn to our hymn.